teeth around the tree roots that help to deliver water and nutrients. In return, they get excess sugar produced by the tree. This relationship is so close that both the fungi and the tree depend upon each other. For example, researchers estimate that the Douglas fir has about 1,000 species of fungus working together for its support. The fungi will even form underground mycelial networks to move nutrients between different kinds of tree. Clearly, God has designed a finely balanced partnership between trees and fungi for their mutual survival. In the Old Testament, God punished his people through the loss of their planted crops. Is it just possible that he tipped the fine balance of such partnerships to do his bidding?
For a free copy of our Creation Resource Catalog, visit our website at creationmoments.com or call us toll-free at 1-800-42-BIBLE. And be sure to join us next time for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call now at 800-533-6605 for a free consultation. For 16 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and a Christian-owned company. Don't get stuck in the endless cycle of payments. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Christian-owned Total Financial Freedom now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605. 800-533-6605.
The following is a rebroadcast of a previously aired program.
This is Roland Trujillo, host of Shedding Shackles, heard weekends here on KKXX. A lot of people can't bear hearing about love because all they've ever known is false love and people being mean to them. But there is a real love, and God created it. To find out more of what you've been missing out on, please join Shedding Shackles this Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. right here on KKXX.
In God we trust. Our coins and currency cry out that proclamation. Let us reaffirm that powerful attitude in our daily lives and the choices we make. Fellow Americans, recommit that faith and trust in Almighty God and His ways, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. Individually and together, we can make the sacrifices needed to bring God's abundant blessings to America. America, bless God.
Good morning. Welcome
to KKXX Christian Talk Radio. It is Wednesday, February 28th. Happy birthday to Kelly Samo-Lennon, my wife. Happy birthday, Kelly.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, she's...
You don't turn 29 every day, right?
Right. She's turned 29 quite a few years now, but she still looks great. I mean, I got to be honest. I always say this. She is one of those women who, fortunately, and I'm not just saying this because I'm her husband, she does get more attractive with age. And I don't say that as a loving husband, because I'm not really a loving husband. So I'm saying it is just a fact. She is absolutely better looking as she's gotten older. I don't know how that's possible. And here's another thing I got to say about my wife, and I mean this seriously. She always thinks I'm giving her a load of you-know-what. I say, you shouldn't wear makeup. You have to wear makeup on TV. She does the morning news on Action News, Kelly Samo-Lennon. She's my wife. And I say, you know, you look better without makeup. She has a sexier look without makeup than she does with makeup. She has just a natural beauty, which nobody ever sees except me, which I love. I think that's great. But every time I say it, she rolls her eyes and she smirks and says, yeah. You're just trying to sweet talk me. Yeah.
No, what it's do you true. Want?
yeah. I'll make you dinner. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha. Well, anyway, good morning. And that's Richard Hoyt. He is the pastor at the Community Church of God in Chico. Good morning.
Good morning.
No, and thanks for letting me get the personal privilege.
No, that's great. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah. So
birthdays are a big deal around our family, always have been.
Yeah, yeah, but both of our kids are out of the house, so it's just her and I this Christmas, this birthday, and so we'll get by. We'll get by. You know what? Speaking of getting by, you know what I'm hearing so much about? I'm hearing actual, real talk about a civil war in the United States. And it's not like, oh, we disagree. We're talking about, I think, armed conflict in some areas of the country. I think it's gotten that heated.
See, I would hope that cooler heads would prevail. One of the things we're going to talk about later is that very issue. I'm not sure it's going to come to that, but my concern is if it did. See, the Civil War in the United States, you know, 1861 to 1865, was divided north and south.
Right.
If there ever was another civil war in this country, it wouldn't be divided by that kind of thing anymore. It would be neighborhoods. Yeah. It would be people. It'd be like Sarajevo. It'd be places like that where people who had lived together for decades would all of a sudden be fighting with each other.
It seems like the country is so huge that it's not conceivable that something like that would happen. Although I do wonder if and we don't want to get too much into politics because sometimes that kind of turns people off. And I know it turns you off a little bit, but I do hear people saying, well, if President Trump gets reelected and he has a second term, you know, I'm leaving for Canada, I'm leaving for Switzerland, I'm leaving for, you know, Ethiopia. You know, we're just going somewhere out of the United States. It doesn't make any difference. And of course, that's never going to happen. But the vitriol that's taking place in this country.
But then you also hear people who are Trump supporters who say if he loses, there's going to be riots.
Right.
So, I mean, it's both sides. Talking like this.
Yes.
And it's a problem because it will be in neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And even if it doesn't come to a shooting war, what I'm really worried about more than anything else is just how it breaks up families. It's going to break up. You don't have to shoot at each other. It's just, I won't worship with you anymore because you like Trump. I'm not going to worship with you anymore because you like Biden.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the kind of civil war I think that we're more likely to see. Not a shooting war, not a division by geography, but a division by, I'm just not going to speak to you anymore. I know people. They don't go to family dinners anymore like Thanksgiving or Christmas because mm-hmm. they've split up over politics.
Yeah.
And that, to me, is the biggest danger. I'm not nearly as worried about the whole issue of people shooting at each other as I mm-hmm. am to see churches break up, people just refusing to worship with each other, families refusing to eat with each other, people just neighbors that just kind of got along. We had... One of them doesn't live there anymore, but they're both older. We've lived in our house 38 years this year. They've lived there longer, both of them.
Yeah.
And they got to talking about politics one day. Uh-oh. And I won't say which one which, but one of them was going in to watch Fox News, and the other one said, you probably like Trump. And they said, of course I do. And they didn't talk to each other for a long time.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of thing that worries me, not that they would ever shoot at each other, but that just neighbors are going to just refuse to talk to each other.
Yeah,
anymore.
There's like a detente in neighborhoods. We're not going to commingle with these people.
Right, we're not going to talk over the fence anymore.
Right,
because I can't even talk to you.
I remember when I was a kid. Not even just when I was a kid. I remember when my kids were kids, and they would have like fireworks out. You know, of course they were illegal, but they had people in them anyway. Out front of in the street, and they would use firecrackers and the safe and sane fireworks, and all the neighbors would get together. I just don't think those kind of things happen anymore.
Well, they do in our neighborhood.
Do they? Well, that's good.
And I don't know, because some of these idiots think the 4th of July lasts all the way to the end of July, and you know you get a little tired of fireworks going off at midnight the whole month.
Yeah,
but I think there is some of that, but. What worries me, like I said before, is I never mention politics at all from the pulpit.
Right.
Never. And churches becoming more and more politicized, I think, could become a problem. If you're a Democrat, I can't worship with you. If you're a Republican, I can't work with you. If you like Trump, I can't worship with you. And so that is the biggest danger to me.
It feels like there's never a middle ground. Those on the left, the woke left, are insistent on certain transgender things, which for people who are conservative say that makes absolutely no sense. And then those on the liberal side, the woke side, say the conservatives are out of their minds. I'll never agree with any aspect of it. and back and forth it goes. I do, we're going to be going to a break. I do think if there's one area where we could see real violence take place, the one topic that could do it. I'll see if you agree with me when we come back.
Candlelight flickers, a falcon calls, a lime green lizard scuttles down on the cabin wall, and all of these spirit voices.
Your greatest achievement is your family. You worked long and hard to grow your dreams for the ones you love, knowing their wishes will be honored should the unexpected happen. Introducing Caring Wills and Trusts from the law offices of Lawrence Puritz. Let us customize your will and trust now for your family's needs tomorrow. Call now for a free consultation. Caring Wills and Trusts. Take care of your family today to provide a better tomorrow.
Call 343-0500. Online at caringwillsandtrusts.com.
Reason to believe.
The evidence. Exhibit F2.
To believe your brain could have evolved by random chance takes a lot of blind faith. The human brain is the most complex organ in the known universe. It contains more than 30 billion special cells known as neurons. And there are another 250 billion special cells that facilitate communication between the neurons. And incredibly, every one of the 30 billion neurons is connected to the other neurons in a staggering degree of complicated connections. In less than a second, your brain can calculate the trajectory of a football thrown at 30 miles an hour toward you without warning. In a moment, your brain calculates your position and the ball's ultimate trajectory and sends detailed electronic messages to the muscles in your arms and legs at more than 300 miles a second to move you into position to catch the ball. No computer on earth can do that. With that kind of evidence, what do you think? Could the human brain have evolved simply by random chance? Documentation found in the book, The Signature of God by Grant R. Jeffrey. You're listening to Live Radio, KKXX AM and FM.
I spend a lot of time in the backyard, and I'm the center of attention at summer barbecues. In 96, I made some of the tastiest s'mores. And in 09, it was me, your backyard fire pit, that accidentally started a wildfire when a summer breeze carried one of my embers into some dry brush.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
John Fuller here, and I'd encourage you to tune in weekdays at 7:30 for Focus on the Family with Jim Daly, right here on Life Radio KKXX.
I'm with the Reverend Richard Hoyt. He is the pastor at the Community Church of God in Chico. They're located over on East Avenue, across from the 7-Eleven over on Ceres, East Avenue. Their service time is 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. You can find them online. I'm talking about the potential of a civil war, and it does seem like this country is too big to have a full-fledged civil war like we had back in 1861 through 65. I will say, though, that if there's an area where violence can break out, I think it's with illegal immigration. I think that is going that could be the kind of thing that sparks violence on the right. And I see the story in Atlanta of a young girl, I think 21 years old, you know about it. Her name is Lincoln Riley. She's out jogging, wonderful young lady, going to college. She gets killed, brutally killed by somebody who is illegal immigrant. And I think that's the kind of thing that's kind of the tipping point in which many people might finally get upset, where there could be a back and forth, not granted, not a full-fledged civil war inside a state, but where things could get violent. Do you see an area that is ripe with the potential for violence?
I would tell you that if I thought there was an issue that was ripe for violence, it would be Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He is so polarizing.
Yeah.
You either think he's the second coming or you think he's the Antichrist.
Sometimes.
And so to me, that would be that person would be the thing that would be the most polarizing thing more than any issue.
I think you're right, but it's already there. That's the problem.
Well, that's the problem.
Because if he doesn't win, and if it's a close election, people are going to cry foul. And if he does win and it's a close election, people are going to cry saying we don't want him in office because he's anti-democracy, et cetera. So this is going to be I used to like enjoy watching the political discussions and listening to what people have to say and following the polls. I don't like doing it anymore.
Well, see, this is the problem with politics in America, though, today, because they have become personal. Yes. And I was just telling you, yesterday, the day before, President Biden had the governor of Utah at the White House, and they were talking about some of this very issue. And the guy from Utah is a Republican, and he's the head of the Republican Governors Association, whatever that official name is. And they were just talking about the fact that people used to be able to talk to each other. So I would disagree with your policy. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't like what you want to do. But that didn't mean I had to dislike you, right? So you can have an idea I don't like, but I can still like you.
And no, it's like nobody's learned how to lose.
Well, no, nobody's learned how to just say, okay, your idea won, I'm all done. I would tell people this all the time. Yeah. So I'm the interim pastor right now, but I was there for almost 24 years. I've seen more churches split up over stuff that's not theology than anything else, because people got mad because somebody said something, or somebody wanted something, or somebody wanted to build a building and these people didn't want to build it, or they got built in a different way. And people would split up over those kind of things. And I would see it all over town. And it was never hardly ever about theology. People just can't get used to the idea that I have an idea. The idea isn't me. Right? Mm-hmm. It's just my idea. And so we tend to personalize our ideas so that if my idea is rejected, that means that you've rejected me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm upset about that. We've got to learn that you can have an idea. You've been married a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been married a long time. My ideas don't always win. That doesn't mean I don't like my wife anymore. You know, sometimes she gets Chinese food and I wanted Mexican food, and I still love my wife, mm-hmm. even though my idea didn't win. And
that's what I was saying. We don't, there's no such thing as a good loser anymore.
Right. You just.
And say, you know, okay, we lost that battle, but you know, we'll live to fight another day. And maybe we could change opinion on this topic and change, you know, and maybe get it to go swing the way we want. Sometimes I think those on the conservative side get so disappointed because it seems like the conservatives are losing so much ground on certain areas. But then there are areas where they actually do gain ground. And when you have someone like a Bill Maher, very liberal, coming out and saying, you know, some of this stuff with transgenderism and having kids being able to change their sexes without their parents' notification and stuff, those kind of ideas are losing. They're even losing in the schools. I don't know if you saw in California, a judge sided with parents who said in a school district, I believe, I can't remember, was down south and toward Southern California, where they said, no, a parent needs to be notified if there wants to be a sex change to their children, which seems to make common sense. But so sometimes things go the way conservatives want to, but the left is going to fight that, and no one's going to accept a defeat.
It's interesting to me because if you looked at a poll of how many kids want to do that without their parents knowing it, I would tell you that it's probably not a very big number.
Right.
Nationwide, it's probably not a very big number.
Right.
And yet sometimes the media, and I know you were a member of the media for a long time, mm-hmm. sometimes I think the media has an interest. Whether you're Fox News or you're MSNBC or you're CNN, you have an interest in riling up the people that are watching
your
station.
You want to stir the pot.
Right. Yeah. You actually have an interest in that. You don't want people to get along. You want people to be mad at each other. You want and they're not news organizations to me. Fox,
they're gone.
CNN, MSNBC, yep. They're all opinion shows.
Yeah. They're advocates.
And so now I want my opinion and the people that follow my opinion to be riled up. So they'll go to the polls and they'll vote the way, you know, I think they should. And so I think there's a lot of stuff on television now that is generating a lot of this angst, a lot of this anger. I tell people all the time, you know, take a break from the news for a week or two and see what happens. It'll all still be going on, but you won't have it right in your face. Remember when... who was the radio guy that was so big?
Well, good. Imus?
No.
We're going to take a break. Rush Limbaugh.
Well, at the break.
We'll take a break, continue wrap up our discussion, actually, right for this break.
The candlelight flickers, the falcon calls, a lime green lizard scuttles down on the cabin wall.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much. but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Be sure to listen to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries, Monday through Fridays at 10 a.m. on Life Radio, KKXX, AM 930 and FM 104.5.
Weekdays at 10 a.m. and Saturday morning at 8 here on KKXX.
KKXX, AM 930. We're also on 103.9 FM. Give it a shot. Put us in your auto dials on your radio.
Your teaching and talk for real life.
Life Radio, KKXX, AM and FM.
This is Live.
I always enjoy having the Reverend Richard White from the Community Church of God on my show. Very well-spoken and very articulate on the issues. You were mentioning Rush Limbaugh going into the break.
Yeah, so back in the 80s, my dad really was a huge Rush Limbaugh fan.
Yeah.
And I started listening to him some. And I got to the point where with him, I would agree with a lot of what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But I could only listen to him for like 2 or 3 months. Because then it just got so depressing. So I would say to myself, you know what? I know this is going on. I know there's some stuff I don't like that's going on. But I don't need to have it in my face every day for 3 hours.
Do you remember in the 90s, we're going 30 years back, there was a show on CNN called Crossfire.
Uh-huh.
If anybody adopted that format, people would watch from both sides, where it would be actually equal say on each side. You'd have a guest, liberal or conservative, and you'd crossfire. The conservative got as much say as the liberal did. And it would be back and forth. And it was very interesting. I try to watch, Morning Joe with Joe Scarborough and his wife, Mika Brzezinski. It's just one big grief fest. Joe Scarborough will say something. He'll go on and pontificate for a good 2 or 3 minutes. And you're rolling your eyes saying, okay, when's he going to be done? Well, let's see what Mike Barnacle says. Barnacle says, well, I agree with you, Joe. I mean, you made a really good point. Oh, thank you. So let's see what Eugene Washington says from the Washington Post. Well, I agree with what Mike Barnacle says. But you know, I don't want to dovetail on what you said, Joe. Well, let's get a historical perspective from this. Let's go to Michael Beschloss, the historian. Well, you know, I remember in the Johnson administration, and I agree completely with what you said. It is the most uninteresting television imaginable.
But I mean, every network does it. You know what's weird?
But yeah, Fox News is the same way. Sean Hannity. What is Sean? Let's see what Trey Gowdy says. Oh, I agree with you, Sean. Let's now talk to Karl Rove. Oh, I agree with what Trey Gowdy says. Well, what does Laura Ingraham say? Well, I agree with what Sean Hannity says. And you know, this Jesse Waters guy, I think he's right too. It's absolutely unwatchable television because it's everybody's just agreeing with each other.
This is one of your best shows ever. I love the way you're getting riled up here.
Nothing interesting about watching these programs. And CNN is the same way.
Right. See, and they're all the same. Can tell that the producers have said this is going to be our topic today.
Right.
Because each show talks about the same issue in exactly the same way. And they might have different guests on that show, but they're all talking about the same issue the same way on Fox. Yeah. Then on CNN, they're talking about whatever their issue is of the day. And they're all talking about it from the same perspective.
Called First Five or something on Fox News. I don't know what a Big Five or whatever it's called. And they have 4 conservatives, and they have this one sacrificial lamb liberal who gets dusted every single time, and they just shout her down and make her look like an idiot. But they do the same thing to the conservative on CNN. They bring in, let's bring in 1 or 2 conservatives, but they got a panel of 7 other people, you know, David Axelrod, Van Jones, and a bunch of people who are Democratic strategists. It's like 6 against 2. And they're getting murdered out there. And I think why doesn't somebody put some interesting television on?
Well, see, and here's the thing, is you talk about a show like Crossfire, and I remember that. We're aging ourselves here.
Yeah.
They both talked back and forth. Nobody was yelling over each other.
Yeah.
They weren't trying to talk over each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people think if you talk, whoever talks loudest wins.
Right.
Right? That's not how it works.
In ancient Spartacus, actually the winners of debates were the ones who yelled the loudest.
Right.
Well, we're not in ancient Sparta anymore, so really that shouldn't be the case.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, a show where people just talk the issues back and forth.
Yeah.
It might be interesting to see if people would watch it, but right now they're all just yelling back and forth, trying to talk over each other, and it's it's just ridiculous.
It is. But let's wrap things up. We got about 2 minutes left. This is a Christian radio program, so we should probably talk a little bit about Christian. But I think we are, because we talk about wanting
Christian love is what we're talking about here.
In a way, it is, and it's like. You know, what Jesus, I don't speak for God, and you're a reverend, you probably speak for him better than I do, but sometimes I think he looks up there and says, well, you guys, your priorities are all out of whack.
He never got into politics get into politics.
Yeah.
No, he didn't. So Christian love, you don't yell at people that disagree with you. There's nothing in the Bible that says pray for those that despitefully use you unless they're on the opposite political side. Mm-hmm. Love your neighbors yourself unless they're voting for Trump. Love your neighbors yourself unless they're voting for Biden. There's none of that in the Bible. You're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, period. And so we have gotten away from that as Christians to think that politics and religion mix together much more. That I know Christians who think the only real Christians would be Democrats and they're going to vote for Biden. Mm-hmm. And then there's people on the opposite side, the only real Christians are Republicans and they're going to vote for Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? There's real Christians on both sides.
Yeah, there are.
There's people that have put their faith in Jesus and they're Democrats, and there's people who put their faith in Jesus and they're Republicans. And we got to remember that. We're not in a war.
But sometimes I think we're living on a fantasy planet if we think that we could keep politics out of the church.
I think that we should keep politics out of the church.
I think we should too, but I don't think it can happen.
I think it can. And I think it happens a lot more than you think. There's just way too many people trying to tell each other how to live and how to think and how to be.
Yeah.
And I think we got to get past that. We can talk to each other. We can disagree about stuff and we can still talk to each other and still be friends.
Maybe we just focus on the season that we're in right now. We're in the season of, you know, Easter is going to be here in a couple of weeks. And maybe we just focus on the Lord Jesus and what he brought to us and repent our sins. And
when you look at the disciples, they would not have gotten along politically, some of them at all.
Yeah,
and yet they had a much bigger mission. I think that we as the church need to realize we have a much bigger mission than getting a politician elected.
Yeah, I think you're right. Thank you. Richard Hoyt of the Community Church of God, my guest. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to turn things over to National now for more Christian Talk Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, though, with more Christian Talk Radio. Hope you'll join us then. And so long.
An ape is just an ape. This is Ken Ham, CEO of Answers in Genesis, the Creation Museum, and Ark Encounter. Did you know all so-called ape men fit into one of three categories, either mistakes, apes, or humans? Today,